Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome, fellow Chiefs fans. It is week one of the NFL season. Chiefs and Jaguars, the journey starts now. We start marching towards the Super Bowl. It is amazing. I'm excited. I am pumped. I am ready for this. This podcast is going to break down into three sections. I'm going to start with the Jaguars' defense and how I think the Chiefs should attack it. And then I will go to the Jaguars' offense, kind of what I'm expecting them to do and how I'm expecting the Chiefs' defense to do. And then with the third segment, I'm going to talk about the Chiefs' offensive projections for this season. I've done them a couple times already and had to adjust them. And with the addition of LeSean McCoy, I had to readjust them again, and it kind of changed everything. So I'm going to go over that a little bit. Thank you guys for listening out there to this podcast. I went back and listened to some podcasts from the early days, the Jaguars podcast from last season. And I was so terrible. If you have listened to me since the beginning, I am sorry. Hopefully I'm getting better at this, but I was really, really bad back then. I'm probably still bad, but hopefully improved. And I do want to say that the podcast, I believe, is back out there on all the platforms. I know there were a couple platforms that it wasn't showing up on, and they were kind of the big platforms for the podcast. So I believe that is fixed. And thanks for the heads up that it wasn't showing up out there. So last year, the Jaguars did not have a very good season. They went 5-11 after playing the Chiefs last year. Well, including the Chiefs' loss, they went 2-10 to finish the season. But their defense was still very good last year. It's been good for about 3 years in a row now. And they've been a top passing defense throughout all that time. They're not quite as good against the run, finishing 21st, 22nd in that range the last couple of years. But against the pass, they are very, very stout. And they did lose a few players from last year. On the defensive line, they lost Malik Jackson. In the linebacking core, they lost Telvin Smith, who's taking a year off from football, who's a very good Will linebacker. And then they lost both safeties from last year, which probably really isn't the biggest loss for them, because their safety play wasn't the greatest last year. But the losses that they have really aren't that bad. This defense is still going to be very good. Malik Jackson's spot is going to be taken by Taven Bryan, who was their first-round pick in 2018. The strong safety spot is going to be Ronnie Harrison's. He was their third-round pick out of Alabama in 2018. And then Quincy Williams, who was a third-round linebacker this past season, is probably going to get some look at Will linebacker in this first game. So the defense is still very stout. They still have cornerbacks A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey. They've still got Miles Jack as their middle linebacker. And then their defensive line is still amazing. They've got Calais Campbell and Nemduke at defensive ends. I probably butchered his name, but they've got two very good defensive ends. They've still got Marcel Darius and Taven Bryan as defensive tackles. So, they're strong there. And then their first-round draft pick from this past season is Josh Allen, who's kind of an outside linebacker. And, of course, the Jaguars are in a 4-3 system, so drafting an outside linebacker, it's a little bit confusing because he's not really a true defensive end, but I think they're going to try to work him in as much as they can, especially on third downs, and let Josh Allen rush the passer. Now, the Jaguars run mostly a cover three system. Just a quick rehash of what a cover three is. A cover three is basically a single high safety, so they're going to have a safety that stays deep. Your corners are generally going to bail back and cover the deep throws. And then that's going to kind of leave stuff open underneath, but they aren't going to let you get, you know, big time plays in the passing game. They aren't going to let you pass deep on them. And this works very well for Jacksonville. It also helps that, unlike a lot of teams that play cover three, their corners can man up on guys at the line of scrimmage. They didn't do that a lot last year, and their defensive coordinator came under fire a little bit for that. But they definitely got the talent to do that if they want to. The problem with the single high safety is if those corners get beat off the line of scrimmage and they're playing man, then it's usually a pretty easy completion. With Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill, if they got a free release off the line of scrimmage, it would be over. So I don't expect them to really try to man up and be physical. I expect them to play off and you know, make sure they don't give up the big play to those guys. And then, of course, you know, the linebackers will play a zone over the middle in the cover three. Now, that defensive line I mentioned earlier is a big part of Jacksonville's success because, you know, when you're the defensive secondary, is playing deep, it takes a while for plays to develop down the field, and that defensive line is so good at putting pressure on quarterbacks, it just really makes the big play down the field almost impossible against this team. And that worries me a little bit because the Chiefs' offensive line really didn't look that great in the preseason. I know it was the preseason, but you know, I think the Chiefs have basically kind of an average offensive line right now, especially on the interior. The tackles are good, but the interior is a little bit unproven. And Jacksonville's got some big guys, and especially on third down, I expect them to move Calais Campbell down to the defensive tackle spot and bring in Josh Allen on the outside, and man, they're going to have some pass rush for the Chiefs. So I don't expect Mahomes to have a lot of time to just sit there and let plays develop, even though the Chiefs do have the speed at wide receiver with Hardman, Watkins, and Hill to even beat a cover three. But I just don't think that they're going to have time for those receivers to get down there to beat them. So I expect the Chiefs to keep things very short, a lot of slants, a lot of horizontal passing game instead of vertical passing game, a lot of screens to the running backs, just a lot of misdirection, anything they can to keep Jacksonville off balance. And then, of course, Mahomes, if he can get out of the pocket and extend plays, you know, the Chiefs' speed at wide receiver, there could be some big plays deep if he can extend those plays. Now, last year, Jacksonville did a really good job of not really allowing him to do that. But it's very important for Mahomes to stay patient in this game and not try to force the ball too far down the field. Last year, he didn't throw any passing touchdowns against Jacksonville, and he had two picks, his very first two picks of the season. And it was just him kind of being aggressive, you know, trying to go down the field. He's got to take what they give him at first and kind of let things develop. I think if we kill them enough short, you know, it will open things up down the field. And we want to protect our offensive line as much as we can in this game. You know, last year, Travis Kelce had five receptions for 100 yards. He had a good game. He even dropped a touchdown. Sammy Watkins had six receptions for, I believe, 78 yards. So he had a big game. And I expect both those guys to have big games. Sammy Watkins runs slants as good as anybody. That should be open all day against this defense. And, of course, Travis Kelce, if he's going up against a rookie or a second-year player, whether they have the Will linebacker or the strong safety on them, he should dominate. So I expect, you know, both of those guys to have big games. I expect Mecole Hardman to get some reverses and, you know, see if we can take something short and get past, you know, all the guys they're going to have in kind of the short yardage and try to bust a big play. And then, you know, the Chiefs running backs, Jacksonville isn't as stout against the run as they are against the pass. You know, I could see the Chiefs really pounding the ball at them, especially if they get a lead in the second half and Jacksonville just can't stop the run. I would expect the Chiefs to, you know, pound the rock at them quite a bit. The Jaguars defensive coordinator did say that he is planning on having Jalen Ramsey follow Tyreek Hill around in this game. That's not normally what Jacksonville does. I'm not 100% sure that he's really being truthful about that. I think it might be a little bit of gamesmanship. But if he is being 100% truthful about that, then I believe, you know, Reed is probably going to get Hill in the slot a lot. You know, Ramsey is much more of a boundary corner. He's not really a slot corner. He's a bigger guy. He uses his physicality a lot. And if you put him in the slot on Hill, and Hill has, you know, from the slot, you can go any direction. You've really got to be able to turn your hips and run. And I think Ramsey would be at a big disadvantage if the Jaguars really do that. So if Ramsey is on Hill one-on-one through this game, I expect Hill to be in the slot a lot, and I expect Mahomes to look that way a lot. Now, I don't really expect Hill to have a huge game this week, but if the Jaguars really have the balls to do that, then he could eat quite a bit. I don't think they will leave it that way if that is how they go into the game. And I do expect Mahomes to have a much better game this year against Jacksonville than he did last year. That was a really tough test for him last year. He really needed to be patient in that game. And he grew a lot as the year went on. I think he's probably grown a lot this offseason. I think Jacksonville is going to find out that he's improved quite a bit. I definitely don't expect him to throw for zero touchdowns and two picks in this game. I think he's going to have his way with that Jacksonville defense as much as he wants to. As far as the Jaguars on offense, they don't really have a lot that just jumps out and scares you. They do have a new quarterback this season in Nick Foles, who of course has had a lot of late season success with the Eagles the last couple of years. Chiefs fans are familiar with him. He was on the Chiefs 3 years ago, and he's kind of an Andy Reid guy. So he knows Andy Reid well, and Andy Reid knows him extremely well, knows what he can do and what he can't do. So I kind of think that actually favors the Chiefs a little bit in this matchup. As far as running backs go, it looks like Leonard Fournette is going to get the lion's share of touches this season. Jacksonville doesn't really have a strong number two running back on the roster. Fournette last year only played in 8 games. He missed 8 games with injury, and he only averaged 3.3 yards per carry. So, you know, the way the Chiefs' defensive line has really looked strong in the preseason against the run, I think they're going to need to show up against this Jacksonville team in the heat, in the humidity, and shut down Leonard Fournette. Make sure he doesn't get kind of the locomotive engine going and doesn't get past the line of scrimmage, because if he does get into the secondary, he's a load and he's going to bust off some big runs. So it's very important for the defensive line to be strong in this game, even though I think Leonard Fournette, you know, if you can get to him at the line of scrimmage, I shouldn't say he's an easy running back to stop, but he's definitely not the most shifty guy. As far as wide receivers go, the Jaguars have one really strong wide receiver in D.D. Westbrook. He's more of their slot wide receiver. He averaged a little under 11 yards per reception last year on just over 100 targets. You know, he's a good, steady receiver. You know, really after him, Chris Conley might be their number two. He might be their top outside receiver. Chiefs fans are very familiar with him. He had, I believe, 32 catches for the Chiefs last year. And then, you know, fighting for receptions on the other side will be Keelan Cole. who had, I believe, 38 receptions for the Jaguars last year, and DJ Chark, who had, you know, a few receptions for the Jaguars last year. So, you know, their wide receivers really don't scare you. It's probably a very good thing for this Chiefs team because, you know, everybody out there knows cornerback is not our strongest spot. So, you know, if the Chiefs corners can just be decent in this game, I don't think the Jaguars wide receivers are really going to hurt us too bad. I'm sure Foles will take a few shots in this game deep down the field. It's important, you know, for the Chiefs not to come up with penalties, but I don't really see the Jaguars hitting on those type of plays. Westbrook as a slot receiver, he will have Kendall Fuller on him. Fuller, you know, really should be our best corner. I know he didn't show a ton of that in the preseason, but I really believe, you know, he's got the most talent out of our secondary. You know, over the middle, I think will still be a weakness for the Chiefs. So, you know, if the Chiefs, you know, have some zone coverage in the middle, you know, Westbrook could get behind that and have a few plays. Of course, last year Bortles threw for over 400 yards on the Chiefs defense, but he turned over the ball 5 times. 4 interceptions, 1 fumble. It was just ridiculous. The Chiefs really didn't play that good of a game on offense and still dominated the game because the Jaguars were just so bad on offense, and the Chiefs defense had a very big day. 5 sacks on Bortles. I think that's going to be very important with Foles, is getting pressure in his face, making him make decisions quick. He's on a new team. He hasn't been with them for a long time. He doesn't have a ton of chemistry with these guys. So let's make them make decisions quickly. We know that the Jaguars are going to have to score to keep up with the Chiefs. They know this. There's a lot of pressure on the Jaguars. And, you know, that should be a benefit for this Chiefs defense. This game, I've thought about it a few times. I really think, you know, the Chiefs win this one. And I want to say they win it, you know, fairly easily. You know, Reed seems to start seasons really hot. He's going to have some tricks up his sleeve for this Jaguars defense. I see the Chiefs scoring, let's say, 34 points, and the Jaguars coming in at 19. Let's say 4 field goals and a touchdown. That's my prediction for the game. I did want to mention quickly before moving on that the Jaguars do have a new offensive coordinator this year, John DeFilippo. He was Minnesota's offensive coordinator last year, and in 2015 he was the Browns' offensive coordinator. He's only 40 years old. Doesn't have that successful of a track record though, so you know, it should be interesting Sunday. Foles doesn't have a ton of weapons in this game. I don't think the running game is really going to be that explosive for the Jaguars. So, you know, Foles, over his career, he's got about a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. He's going to take some chances in this game, and he's going to give the Chiefs secondary some chances to pick off some footballs. So, you know, I'd like to see that from our secondary, see if Juan Thornhill can get his first pick. That would be pretty awesome in this game. That's something I'm looking for. All right, now for the updated offensive projections. It seems like I have done this a few times this season, but really it's just good news because every time I've had to change it, the projections have gotten better and better. I'm going to start with the running backs. I got the Chiefs coming in at 377 total rushing attempts, about 1,859 rushing yards, 20 rushing TDs, and 13 fumbles. Out of the 13 fumbles, a lot of that is Patrick Mahomes with 7. It's right around what he had last year. And he had 52 attempts for 250 yards rushing. So that kind of gets the quarterback out of the way. As far as the actual running backs go, I have LeSean McCoy leading the team in rushing attempts with 169, coming in at 845 yards rushing, 7 rushing touchdowns, 1 fumble. He's not been a fumbler in his career. And then I have Damian Williams coming in just a little bit behind him with 117 rushing attempts, 562 yards, 6 rushing touchdowns, and 4 fumbles. He's fumbled a little bit more in his career than the other Chiefs running backs. And then I have Darwin Thompson coming in with 39 rushing attempts, 203 rushing yards, 3 rushing TDs, and 1 fumble. He's never really been a fumbler in his college days. Now, with the passing game, I've got Mahomes with 616 passing attempts. That's a little bit more than last year. 421 completions, a completion percentage of 68.3%. That's a little bit better than last year. And then really the crazy thing is I have him coming at 5,538 yards. I really just see him with a ton of passing yards this year. I can't get around it. And then I have him throwing for 47 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. I could see the touchdowns a little lower or a little higher. A lot of that depends on, honestly, how well the defense plays and how many points we really need to score as the season goes on. The Chiefs, Travis Kelce leading the team in targets with 140, have him coming in with 97 receptions for 1,237 yards and 10 touchdowns. So that's just a little bit less than last year. He is going to be 30 this season, but a big part of why I had his numbers coming down this year is just because there's so many weapons on this team. And I don't think Tyreek Hill is going to give up any of his volume, because he's just so spectacular and he's getting better and better. I have him coming in second on the team with 135 targets, catching 89 of those for 1,558 yards and 11 touchdowns. So that would put him, you know, right up there to me as the best receiver in football. I don't think he'll ever have the number of receptions some of those other guys have, but it's mostly just because the Chiefs have so many weapons. They don't need to throw the ball over and over to Tyreek Hill. But I do expect Hill to average 17.5 yards per reception. And I think he's just going to be dynamite catching the ball down the field and, you know, racking up yards after the catch. I have Sammy Watkins with 112 targets. If he stays healthy, I think he's in great shape this year. That has him come in at 78 receptions and 1,014 yards with 7 touchdowns. So I've got him right there giving us 3 guys with over 1,000 yards receiving. That would be incredible. The fourth leading receiver in targets is DeMarcus Robinson. I've got him coming in with 50 targets, catching 33 of those for 421 yards, 3 touchdowns. And then I've got LeSean McCoy coming in with 48 targets, 36 receptions, 324 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So I've got McCoy coming in with 11 total touchdowns this season and almost 1,300 yards. That's a big season for McCoy, but I just think Reed really loves him, and he's going to give him a chance. I've got McCole Hardman with 40 targets, catching 24 of those for 348 reception yards and 4 touchdowns. I thought about splitting that up to some rushing attempts, but I really think the Chiefs on those sweeps and stuff, they like the shovel pass, so I'm just kind of putting those stats together for him. Damian Williams, I have him coming in at 32 targets, 26 receptions, 234 receiving yards, and 4 touchdowns. That brings him to right around 800 total yards on the season, which is a very good season for a guy kind of splitting time. And I basically gave McCoy about, 50% of the Chiefs' running back touches, and then I split the rest between Damian Williams and Darwin Thompson, giving Williams the lion's share of that. But I have Thompson coming in at 28 receiving targets, catching 21 of those for 231 yards. That brings him at just over 400 total yards on the season. And then the tight end 2/fullback, I've got them with 11 receptions for 99 yards and one touchdown. And I have Byron Pringle with 6 receptions for 72 yards. And this is basically, if everybody stays healthy, this is how I see it. Things could change. If Williams or McCoy gets banged up, which is quite possible, McCoy's injury history isn't the greatest the last couple of years. He's getting a little older. Damian Williams has had shoulder issues his entire career. Darwin Thompson could get a little more of a lion's share. Maybe get another 30 or 40 touches on the season. And with wide receiver, I've mentioned earlier, if Sammy Watkins goes down, I really believe that Byron Pringle will see an increase in volume. I really think he can do some of the things on the outside that Watkins can do, and I'm not sure that Robinson or Hardman can do those things. That is all I got. I am so excited for this game. I am so excited for this game, guys. I'm sure you are too. I just wanted to be here. I am ready. Go Chiefs!